DeepEnglish.com.
Texas millionaire and hunter Corey Knowlton recently paid $350,000 to kill an endangered black rhino in Namibia. Is Corey a Texas millionaire and hunter? Yes, Corey is a Texas millionaire and hunter. How much did he pay to kill an endangered black rhino? He paid $350,000 to kill an endangered black rhino. Did he pay to kill a black rhino in the U.S.? No, he didn't pay to kill a black rhino in the U.S. He paid to kill a black rhino in Namibia. There are only 4,000 to 5,000 black rhinos left in the world, and now there is one less. How many black rhinos are there left in the world? There are only 4,000 to 5,000 black rhinos left in the world. While it's easy to paint Corey as a monster, he says that hunters like himself are endangered animals' best hope for survival. Is it easy to paint Corey as a monster? Yes, it is easy to paint Corey as a monster. Do you think Corey is a monster? Corey is a lifelong hunter, but he didn't have a lifelong dream to kill a rhino. Who is a lifelong hunter? Corey is a lifelong hunter. Did he have a lifelong dream to kill a rhino? No, he didn't have a lifelong dream to kill a rhino. In 2014, he was attending a hunting convention when a friend, John Jackson, asked him for a favor. Did John Jackson ask Corey for something? Yes, John Jackson asked Corey for a favor. When did he ask Corey for a favor? He asked Corey for a favor in 2014. The Dallas Safari Club was auctioning off a license to kill a black rhino in Namibia, but the auction had gotten a lot of bad publicity. The Dallas Safari Club was auctioning off a license, weren't they? Yes, the Dallas Safari Club was auctioning off a license. What was the license for? The license was to kill a black rhino in Namibia. Jackson was worried that no one would participate, so he asked Corey to make the first bid to get the ball rolling. Who was worried that no one would participate? Jackson was worried that no one would participate. Did Jackson ask Corey to do something? Yes, Jackson asked Corey to make the first bid. Why did he ask Corey to make the first bid? He asked Corey to make the first bid to get the ball rolling. He agreed to help and made the first and only bid of $350,000. How much did Corey bid? Corey bid $350,000. Was this the first and only bid? Yes, this was the first and only bid. Not long after he won, the threats began. What happened after he won? After he won, the threats began. I hope the rhino rips you in half. Do your children know what a monster their father is? I hope you get what you deserve, a short and painful existence. Did someone wish Corey a long and happy existence? No, no one wished him a long and happy existence. Someone wished him a short and painful existence. Others threatened to murder his parents, rape his wife, burn his house, and kill his kids. Did others threaten to murder his parents and rape his wife? Yes, others threatened to murder his parents and rape his wife. What did they threaten to do to his house and his kids? They threatened to burn his house and kill his kids. Most people would have backed down, but Corey said that animal conservation is too important. Did Corey back down? No, Corey didn't back down. Did Corey say that animal conservation is too dangerous? No, he didn't say that animal conservation is too dangerous. He said that animal conservation is too important. One of the biggest threats to the black rhino is poachers. What is one of the biggest threats to the black rhino? One of the biggest threats to the black rhino is poachers. Rhinoceros horn is worth $60,000 a pound on the black market, so rhinos are a prime target for illegal hunters. What is worth $60,000 a pound? Rhinoceros horn is worth $60,000 a pound. Where is rhinoceros horn sold? Rhinoceros horn is sold on the black market. Hunters like Corey say that legalized hunting of these animals pays for protecting them from poachers. Who says that legalized hunting pays for protecting animals? Hunters like Corey say that legalized hunting of these animals pays for protecting them, and it encourages landowners to reintroduce these endangered animals on their land. What does legalized hunting encourage landowners to do? Legalized hunting encourages landowners to reintroduce these endangered animals on their land. In South Africa, the white rhinoceros increased from a few hundred to 11,000 after hunting it was legalized. Did white rhinos increase in Namibia? No, white rhinos didn't increase in Namibia. White rhinos increased in South Africa. It seems counterintuitive that hunting could contribute to the survival of animals, but the hunting licenses are very limited. What is very limited? The hunting licenses are very limited. Corey was allowed to kill one of two specific elderly male rhinos. Who was Corey allowed to kill? Corey was allowed to kill one of two specific elderly male rhinos. Older males are known to kill younger male rhinos, who are more likely to breed. Who are older males known to kill? Older males are known to kill younger male rhinos. Are younger male rhinos more likely to breed? Yes, younger male rhinos are more likely to breed. Paying huge amounts of money to kill endangered animals does not sit well with many people. Does paying huge amounts of money to kill endangered animals sit well with many people? No, paying huge amounts of money to kill endangered animals does not sit well with many people. Conservationist Jeff Flocken says, if you pay to take a human life and give to humanitarian causes, it does not make you a humanitarian. And paying money to kill one of the last iconic animals on Earth does not make you a conservationist. Is Jeff Flocken a conservationist? Yes, Jeff Flocken is a conservationist. Does Jeff think Corey is a conservationist? No, Jeff doesn't think Corey is a conservationist. Do you think Corey is a conservationist? Corey, on the other hand, says he is a realist. How does Corey describe himself? Corey says he is a realist, and if we want these species to survive, we must put a dollar value on them. Do you believe we should put a dollar value on animal life?